Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We would like to acknowledge that this podcast maiden is being held on Aboriginal land, the land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. And we would like to pay respect to their elders past, present, and emerging, and their multiple birth parents with children with disabilities.
And today we have Joe and Kai, co-founders of Kaiko Fidgets.
This podcast contains truth, laughter, and the occasional F word, so it's not really suitable for children.
Sometimes you just have to get your shits out. Shit, 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 shit. That's right, this is a language warning. Oh, shit.
Hello, Mandy.
Hello, Kate.
We are again apart.
Yep. Separate places again. I don't know what we've got, some lurgy in our house. Everyone's home. First week back at school and everyone's home.
Oh, it's so unfair. It's just
we've gotten everything this year.
Yep. The last 2 years we've just gotten all the bugs because we had 2 years of staying home.
Yeah. Anyway, no one cares. But it gives me a shock still how much my Molly goes down when she's sick.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't, because even though she's 18 and I think, oh, we're turning into adults. No, sick. She really needs me for everything. So, it just reminded me again this week.
Yeah, it's draining because you're like, oh, I'm up at night and you're sick.
Yeah.
Yep. Husband's sick, the other kids are sick, and it's just fun times.
We managed to crush a nighttime tablet for the first time and hide it in some yogurt, but so that helped.
Yes.
Crush Molly tablets. So poor little love, she's taking like 15 mils,
So much, yeah.
Anyway, no one cares about that. So we have got great guests today. I've been dying to have these people on the podcast. So would you like to say hello and introduce yourselves?
So much for having us. So I'm Joe.
And I'm Kai.
And we're totally stoked to be part of your podcast, where I'm an avid listener. So very, very excited. So thank you.
Oh, we're very excited too.
And we know a lot of the peas will know you guys, and they'll be thrilled to hear from you. So let's start with our first questions.
All right. So maybe I will ask Kai first. Kai, what's your favourite band or music, or what's your like go-to song either when you're feeling sad or when you want to be a bit pumped up?
I don't really have music. I just kind of find stuff.
Yeah, because you're just young and cool.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe?
For me, a go-to would be like all things Pitch Perfect. My safe movie because it's pretty, I don't know if other people do that. I really struggle with watching any TV or even listening to radio because my head's so busy. So silence I actually really enjoy. But Pitch Perfect just hits a note for me because it's a nothing. I do like Guy Sebastian as well.
Me too.
Big fan.
I was trying to think, how can I get to the Opera House for his 20-year tour? Two nights at the Opera House, but I just thought, come on, calm down, Mandy. But it would be so exciting. It's 20 years since Australian Idol.
Yeah. Hitchhiking isn't safe.
He's got a gorgeous heart, which is, I think.
He does. Oh, I love him. Okay, what about, have you won any awards, Kai?
Where we did a team business program and we won all the challenges that they had each month for that. And we got a couple of trophies for the income that we've gotten from the business through that as well.
Yeah, so Kai took out. So when the business started, Kai, for the first time, was sort of, you could see him really developing some self-esteem and feeling good about himself. Like, it really wasn't meant to be a business. We were just making stuff for him and started doing markets. And I could see that it was really impacting him. Instead of, I'd taken him to all the therapy appointments and everything. This is a very long-winded, total ADHD answer to the award thing. But I could see that it was really helping him. So we enrolled him in a teen business or kids in business mentoring program, which was national, and it was amazing. Like, literally, they taught Kai, and we did it with him. It was, sort of a family affair, taught us how to register an ABN and create a website and all the things that, you know, go into running a business. And they had monthly challenges. And Kai, we discovered our competitiveness. or it was interesting. A couple of challenges we just didn't feel like we weren't feeling comfortable doing them. So, like, we completely tanked at those. But anyway, Kai won the majority of challenges and took out a team business person of the entrepreneur of the year, I think they called it. So, and you were also a finalist in the Channel 7 Young Achiever Awards, which is pretty cool. A customer, we don't even know who nominated us.
How lovely.
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
What about you, Joe? Have you won any awards in school or anything?
The one that I think I mentioned is totally hilarious. I won, again, somebody nominated me. I don't know quite how it happened, but I ended up being our local municipality's business person of the year. And that was, it was gobsmacking because it was one of the toughest years in business ever. It had gone really sideways and I was doing my very best just to have a smile on my face.
Yeah.
And yeah, so it was a pretty big honour and pretty cool.
Oh, fantastic.
All right, now favourite question. Why are you peas or part of the pea community?
Oh, guys,
I was like, I'm not really.
What are these women talking about?
So, I mean, for us, all things neurospicy, we're a family of four.
Mm-hmm.
Three of us diagnosed autistic, ADHD, Kai and Kobe are dyslexic, mm-hmm. and my husband is non-diagnosed but probably the most autistic in our family. Mm-hmm. He proudly wears the badge of I'm the only non-diagnosed.
Ah.
But he does, yeah. So, and very much our community of people that we serve and get a privilege to walk alongside in terms of providing sensory supports and advice, I'd say almost exclusively are neurodivergent and or have mental health challenges, which, you know, go hand in hand, and a lot of gender fluid clients as well. So,
such an awesome community. All the best people all in one little spot.
I was actually talking to someone yesterday and saying, like, I actually struggle to be sometimes authentic in the presence of neurotypical.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Okay, not just me.
No.
You have to sometimes tone down the honesty.
I can't. Yeah.
No, nor should you.
No.
As an occupational therapist, I used to, as a young OT, I used to think, I cannot believe, because I mainly worked in community health, which was a large majority older humans that I was working with, sort of, you know, 70 plus. Mm. And you'd walk in and they'd go, oh, you're a fat girl, aren't you? And you'd think, okay. Yes. And I remember thinking, wow, why are you so rude?
Mm.
Closer I get to that age, now I'm like, kind of feel like I'm on that sliding scale.
It's just an observation. It's not a judgment.
Yeah.
No, it's just a reflection and out the mouth before the brain's engaged comment.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
So you very kindly sent us some of your stuff. Oh, my gosh. we love it. I have actually met you guys before because I did a few Resilient Kids conferences. Oh. I had my sleep sprays, Source Kids, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I've sort of watched you over the last, I don't know, how many years? When did you start, Kaiko?
I was 2017.
Mm.
We started. Mm. No, it was in year five.
Right. Can you tell us a little bit about what that was like starting it and who came up with the ideas?
We kind of just came up with the ideas making fidgets for myself at schools that weren't kiddie-like and were more discreet.
Mm.
And kids at school started saying that they wanted some, so we decided to go to craft markets and sell them because my mum and my nan do craft markets or did craft markets before COVID. And so I started selling them with them when they went to the craft markets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started.
So I want to know, like, because I have always like, oh, I could make this. How do you actually, where do you go to get it made? How do you have to get it tested for 2 years? Like how did you make it in your house?
Yeah, so we just made them in our house. We wow. just got the bike. We started with the bike chain one, so we just made them at home and just product tested until we got it right, and then we just started selling them. We don't really have anyone that tests them.
So there was lots of epic fails along the way. Like our first Googling for Kai was, you know, literally Google how do you degrease chain, and it said use petrol or Kero. We're like, okay. So in the Kero petrol mix it went and came out, and let's just say Kai was not a fan of the smell.
No.
it was quite horrendous. And oh my gosh, my dog is trying to scream now. She's got, I'm so sorry. You'll hear like a gremlin in the background.
There's dogs and cats and all sorts of things. Nobody cares.
No,
we haven't. So we literally hacked at it because it was originally just for us. Mm. And then it improved. We have gone on. I mean, Kai's probably not involved in this side of things. I'm sorry. And so we have had our fidgets tested. But you can't get it done in-house in Australia. Really? You actually have to send it offshore because it's quite an arduous process. There's no one here that will actually do it. So we've had our fidgets tested, but it's quite an extreme process and lengthy one. But they get tested for all their mineral components and chemical compounds, but most of them are made out of stainless steel, so not a particular big issue.
So do you still make them all?
Not all of them. Some of them we source.
Kai, can you tell us a little bit about your early years at school? Did you go to mainstream school? What was school like?
So from prep to grade one, I was going to mainstream. I repeated year one. And halfway through the repeated year in year one, we decided to go to Canada to move to a special program called Arrowsmith.
Wow. Canada overseas?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And so we were over there for 10 months, but our visas got cancelled so that we had to come back. And I went to there was a school here that was doing the same program, so I finished the year that I was doing in Canada down here and then did homeschooling for a bit. And then the year after, I went to mainstream school for a year, and then we found a school that was doing the program, so we went to that school, and I did that for 3 more years
in
2 different schools, and then I moved down to mainstream for a term of year 7 and then moved to a supported secondary kind of school.
Yeah, so we found Kai for the vast majority of primary did a specialist program trying to help with his dyslexia. The wheels fell off for us in school. Like, it was so hard. And most days Kai said he didn't want to live. Yeah. He was in, it was incredibly bright, but his working memory was really low, and so he was acutely aware of how much he was tanking at school.
Oh yeah,
that's why we were like, I did every program, every therapy thing. That poor Kai, I had to bribe him. He's got so much Lego because do this. And I'll get you a Lego. Literally, I'll do anything.
And now he's like, don't show me Lego. I'm traumatized.
a specialist program and then back into mainstream, which didn't work well. So supported learning from year seven onwards, which has been such an amazing, very kind thing. So his whole cohort are neurodiverse. And the expectations are set, and it's not year level based, it's more ability based. And that's worked really well for Kai.
Mm. How does that feel? How does that feel, Kai, being in that?
Yeah, it's good. I like it.
Mm.
Yeah, and they do things outside the box, which is cool.
Great.
Yeah. Box is boring. We don't really have many people who are in the box around here, so.
And if not, we push them out.
Enough with the boxes.
Enough.
Yeah, no, and it's just even having teachers. So everybody that works in support and learning streams tend to be those either have a background in that themselves, or they certainly have a heart for that space. I think that makes a difference too, because when you and look, I really feel for mainstream teachers that have, you know, a class cohort of, you know, between 25 and 30 kids, and ranging from high achievers with parents who are trying to get them into select entry to kids that are 2 or 3 years behind. That's really challenging.
Yeah. It's very. School is, you know, it's very tricky and, yeah.
It's hugely complex.
Yeah.
So, and also, like, you're a business owner. So you're in school, but you're also a business owner, which is pretty amazing, right?
Yeah.
Does it make you have a better view of school? Like, this is somewhere I'm here for now, but I already know that I can do things, function as a normal human adult. Like, you know, like when you're at school, you feel like everyone's pushing you down.
Yeah. A lot of the teachers sometimes say, well, why are you even at school still?
You should be teaching them. You're running a business class, hey?
Well, he actually gets a lot of those opportunities where he gets to, like, I think next week he's going into an amazing school called Hester Hornbrook, and, like, literally Google them. They are incredible. He's going in to talk to the students. He's done quite a few of those.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is pretty cool.
Mm. What about when the business started to take off? How did you cope with it?
It kind of was gradual until COVID. It wasn't too big. We were just because we didn't have an online website until COVID.
Ah.
And so we were only doing them in-person events like expos and school fetes and stuff. Mm. So it wasn't too bad. But after that, during COVID, when we made the website, it blew up pretty quickly.
Yeah, a number of things happened. Chrissy Forbes talked about, like, I hadn't met her or talked to her, and she bought our products and started talking about them. Literally one day I'm like, what just happened?
So people who don't know, she is she's Melbourne-based, is she not?
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's Melbourne-based. And she has Intune Pathways, I believe, her business. And she is neurodivergent and supports all things families. She's incredible, incredible.
Mm. And very authentic. Authentic. She talked about us, and that kind of exploded things. And it was really tricky because, it was really just something we were doing to build Kai's self-esteem. It wasn't... although the very first market, I knew there was going to be some challenges because I was doing my own little craft thing with my mom, and Kai would just have a little table next to me, and he outsold both of us.
So the challenges were for your self-esteem, or
no, actually more because actually, not at all. I was thrilled, but I could hear the need. So we only had two fidgets, and people are saying, oh, but I skin pick or I pull hair out.
Yeah.
And so my ears were listening to their needs, and I couldn't tend to my customers because I was too busy over there wanting just be present with people who, like, people trust us with some pretty raw, pretty delicate conversations, and particularly teen to adults who we all have to squash all that down, you know, because somehow magically once we become non-children, we're expected to manage. It doesn't go away.
No, but it doesn't.
So, you know, we were having these amazingly frank and beautiful conversations, and it wasn't too soon after that I realized I couldn't do what I was doing and do that, and that was way more of a heart project. And I loved watching the interaction between Kai and, you know, the people that were buying and coming back and giving him feedback after using it for a month. So I stopped doing mine and, you know, focused on Kai. And as Kai said, then COVID hit and, you know, wheels fell off. We were in Melbourne like you guys and, you know, locked down, and the website, the need for our product grew. Couldn't have staff. You weren't allowed to employ people. So we had to quit our full-time jobs, both my husband and I. We just really it was really a kid's business. And since then, like 5 years later, it's like, you know, working 16 hours, 7 days a week.
Far out.
A number of staff. And we also, when you were talking about, and sorry, I was distracted by the dogs. We actually have a number of young people that actually help make some of our fidgets as well, and all of them neurodiverse, all of them not comfortable working in a typical environment like McDonald's or another retail environment. And so it's been beautiful to see them, open their world up to, well, we've got this a little bit different, he's not making fidgets, but a gorgeous customer too. It just made me think, Damien, so shout out to Damien. Damien's one of our customers and he's obsessed by spinners, and he came a couple of weeks ago just to pick up a spinner, all the way, drove an hour and a half to come pick it up. And it was like absolutely delightful meeting him and watching him, and he was sharing that it was really difficult for him to find work. And anyway, so we're actually helping him set up his own little spinner business, and he's already sold 15. And, you know, he's, for the first time in his life, he's actually earning his own money.
Oh, my God.
And it's literally, he's coming tonight to pick up some more. So,
what's the name of his business? We'll shout it out.
Oh, I think it's I think he's going to call it Damien Spinners. He's still, because he's never done this before. So, you know, I'm just helping him walk through, you know, setting up an ABN, getting into. So he's going to do a market, but I'll let you know when I hear.
Yeah, let us know.
He's so excited. So, but they're the things probably more important than the sales. I mean, things. It's great that we sell products, but, you know, it's an honor to get to journey with our community and find. I love talking to other young. Because we have a lot of people that visit here and pick up their orders. I love, and Kai does too, inspiring or encouraging somebody to find their thing. It doesn't need to be. So Damien, he loves what we love, which is all things fidgets or spinners, particularly for Damien. You know, it might be that they're really into motocross. You know,
what can you do that's...
I think it's from 12 you can hold an ABN. So a child doesn't even have to wait till they're 15 to have their own business. You can, and I always encourage people. So if you're listening, and I would just say think about the things that light up, you know, your humans. And there are so many ways to monetize or create opportunity from any age in those. So I just think, you know, I think if we do what we love, even from a young age, like if it's gaming, well, what are the things that you could sort of, you know, there's things you can do.
Mm. Oh, yeah, definitely.
I think something in that, getting a business started before you even finish school, so that when you do finish school, Kai, you've got this already happening.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, getting Kaiko on his feet, he used to go into workplaces and take orders for Honeyjoys, cookies, and what was that other thing you made?
Brownies.
Oh. So three things. He'd go around with his little square reader that he used at markets as well.
Yep.
Take orders, make to order. So when you're making to order, you've got no waste.
Yeah,
Take payment up front and then go back and deliver. And he'd make $500 a day.
Wow, on Honeyjoys.
And then he'd go and make it. But, like, literally he'd because it's hard to say no to a kid too.
Yeah, it's hard to say no to Honeyjoys because they're the taste of our childhood.
Well, both. So Honeyjoys combined with a kid, you know, he was 12 at the time.
I would say yes.
So you've always been an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
You must like working.
He was about to say sometimes.
No, you can say sometimes. We all like an hour on YouTube, don't worry.
again, like speaking about work can look differently. So Kai likes to, he will do 2 weeks and he literally will, you know, almost pump out 16-hour days intensively working, and then it's a hard no for another 6 weeks.
It's a hyper-focus thing too, isn't it? Like, I'm going to do this, right. I'm really into it, my mind and my body is good, and then, I mean, it's the same as school and it's the same as working 7.5, 8-hour days. Like, someone decided this and we all have to go along and go, that's what works for us. You know, there are people who like to nap during the day, work at night, nap a bit at night, and there are people who like to sleep 10 hours, but we all have to do the same thing. So it's nice to know that actually we don't.
No. And that's why, you know, if you've got a child or a teen or an adult that's struggling to find their niche, you know, it's about thinking, you sometimes doing it with someone else. It doesn't need to be, you know, an entrepreneur. It could just be a friend. Sit down and sort of brainstorm, like, what are their, like you said, their sleep patterns, what are their interests, like, kind of do a bit of a think on a piece of paper with them and with a few other people that are outside the family too, because sometimes we're a bit close.
Yeah.
To our own, our own patch, and just come up with some thoughts. So if they like to be up all night and sleep during the day, like an e-com business is a great option. Mm. And what are they into? They're into anime. Well, maybe they could sell anime bits and pieces. Maybe you know what could they do? Or is it drawing? Could you know what is it that they could? That was a passion point for mine.
No, it's really important.
It's really interesting because my daughter's finishing year 12 and I kept thinking I'm going to start her own business, but then I just thought I'm tired.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I really admire you, Joe, but I, you know, like, because I think, I've got to have some stamina to do that as well.
Mm. Yeah, that's right.
How have you been able to manage that?
Not well. And honestly, and that's the thing. Everybody gets to see, and I like, so our tribe would be seeing a lot less of me at the moment because I'll try and not cry. Honestly, I'm just, I have the longest snorkel, and the snorkel's made of like a paper straw, and I'm literally just even not quite holding it together. Because I think as, particularly as mums, we the clag. I say it's clag; it's not the glue because clag's really crappy. We're the clag that holds it together. And you know, I was diagnosed last year as ADHD autistic, and like all of a sudden, I went for assessment because I thought if I don't get medication, and like, I felt like my brain was on fire, and I've always been like that. But it had been functional, but it had just got to the non-functional level. Mm. And I actually thought, if I don't get some medical support in here, I'm going to fry, which I still have. Yeah. But the interesting thing was the diagnosis was helpful. I was you know, it was affirming and I could be a lot kinder to myself. But all of a sudden my masking level of ability dropped off. So no longer able to mask. So I'm performing a lot worse. And coupled that with performing worse, now can't do the go to the psychiatrist and get the medication because I can't do the thing that I need to do in order to.
There's so much work involved in having ADHD that does not work with having ADHD. It's just the most bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It's just they need to come to you.
I actually said to the GP, once someone is diagnosed with ADHD, I feel like it would be so helpful if that with coupled with that then came two or four support sessions to the next thing that you need to do because.
And, yep, really, really, really would. But anyway.
But it's not, it's extraordinary that you've got all this going, you and Kai, but then it's not because we're women that can juggle so many things.
Yes.
We want to make sure that you can do this for a long time.
Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm not far off booking myself in somewhere. Not sure where it is.
A resort to go to. There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere
to go. I said last year I tried to have a breakdown. I had a break day.
Yeah.
There's just no time. There's no time. There's nowhere to go. My friend said, I think you just need to go somewhere for a week and rest. And I was like, there's nowhere to go.
Yeah. My husband will say, I'll literally not even be able to hardly stay awake. And he goes, go to bed. And I'm like, or you just stop. And I'm like, but it all just then keeps
going.
No. And you want to know when you think about it the most? As soon as your head hits the pillow.
Of course.
You're wide awake 100%. Then. Like this is.
Is there going to be a way for you to be able to step back a little bit? Is there?
Gorgeous. It's a therapy session now.
Well, I'm trying to think about even my daughter and how she turns into an adult and how do I step away a little bit? How do you do your business together?
So for me, it's, and I've started to do that, but the difficulty is I'm onboarding staff, which I'm a control freak. I will not lie. I like things done a certain way. It's quicker if I do it myself. Things. And lots of touch points because, like, I literally look at every single order. I like to pick a surprise to go with every order because – the orders speak to me. I don't know if that's a neurospicy thing or just that I'm as mad as a cut snake, I think is the expression. I was trying to find that in my head. But literally orders speak to me often and I'll go, oh, they need this. I write a note. All of that is mess. That's not very sustainable with a group.
No, you have to. It's really hard, but you are going to have to back off. That's just the truth.
But I'm onboarding staff, but they're still training, and I'm learning that, you know. So, like, I'm trying. There's a medium term solution, but short term, I'm still, you know, I'm trying to be kind to myself. The best thing I can do right now is just acknowledge that I'm doing my best and the balls that I'm dropping.
And Mandy and I will say to this, we see you.
Yes.
Many people don't, but we do.
Yeah.
All right, now, Kai, what is your favourite product that you sell? I'll tell you the ones you sent me that have been the biggest hit, but you tell me what you love.
It'd probably be the hand roller and the medium. Yes.
That's the thing. That hand roller.
The hand roller.
It's just constantly in this house now and we're all like, I
don't know where it's gone.
Oh, it's the chain, the little bike chain too, that's often fun. Around someone's, no, like the... And the people can't see, so I don't even know why we're showing it. But there's like a little bike chain thing, and one of my twins is just that. So it is a bike chain, isn't it? That is being played with, not played with, being used all the time. But you sent this amazing, I'm going to say flesh coloured, which sounds terrible, pen, and it's got like this little ball on the bottom of it.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I keep pushing it on the back of my hand when I'm riding, and I just think it's get one, please, because it's the funnest pen. Sometimes it looks a little bit like an adult toy. I don't know why, but it just does.
I've seen that and I'm not going to be able to unsee it now.
Yeah, I just everybody, two or three people have said it to me, but everybody that's come over, I just leave it on the, you know, we have fidget toys on the table. And so everyone just plays with it and I'm like, I want a whole cup of these pens. I love them so much.
or you'll be happy, or I'm not sure if you like the fact that it's looking like an adult toy and you'd rather keep it that way, but it does come in grey and blue as well.
Ah, no, I'm only joking. I love it. I think it's awesome. And then I was like, you probably already have this, but imagine a pen and the whole way around the pen were fidget things, and so while you were not writing, you could make it, like, it's spinning, you know, like the fidget rings.
Oh my gosh, it's literally on its way. We have just developed it. I will send you one when it comes. It's literally coming.
Well, that was my dream. All my dreams have come true today. So I'm tapping out now.
but the cool thing is, and you know, if anyone has thoughts or ideas, Half Hour Range has developed actually in conjunction. We've got a young girl, Isla. She sent me a picture of it was just a card made out of card, a bookmark, and she'd attached one of our Caterpillar fidgets to it and said, I love this. You should make bookmarks. Well, we literally have in development Isla's bookmark in metal with, you know, an attachable component so people can put whatever fidget they want to do attached to it. I've got another one. It's actually – graphic card, it's just behind you. Another customer, the spinner, the double. So we had someone send us the media, say that they wished that MegaCog came as a double. So we've just built it as this is a sample. It's a triple.
So you'll have to go to the website and look, but it's like a big stacking ring and all the things.
Well, it's not available yet. Like literally.
You have a little one.
Yeah, we do. It's called a mega cog. But he emailed and said, I'd love it to be bigger. It's different. It's more like the little cog that you had. But
I love this.
It's so fun.
This is my favorite.
Yeah, it's so fun to spin. I love it. And I think for me, having I don't really care about gender and gender roles and what's girls' things and boys' things. And I don't believe there's girls' colours and boys' colours. My kids wore all the colours. But for me, these are very non-anything.
Yes.
They're not feminine, masculine, cutesy. Yep. And for me awesome. And our house, everyone was just like, I mean, Mandy was over when we got them and the boys just swooped on them.
What he said.
Oh, I can't. What did he say?
He said, don't you just love metal?
That's what he said. That's what Woody said. I was like, not really, but I could see that.
Said yes.
You know, he just, and so I think if anyone has people in their life like that, these are the bomb.
Even my neurotypical 12-year-old plays with this while I braid her hair because I'm rough.
Yeah.
And she goes, all right, Mum's going to braid my hair.
The cog has a slight vibration to it as well.
Yes, it does.
Because we feel, I believe we actually feel things a lot more sensitively. Mm. I don't know about you. If someone tells me that they've stubbed their toe, I actually feel in my toe. I feel it in my gut.
Oh, definitely. When someone tells you a story about I broke my arm, or it's a physical response to it.
You're highly empathetic, Jo, aren't you?
Well, I think it comes with the territory, but that's why I don't watch TV because it literally I just can't. I literally couldn't function if I did. Mm. But that's the cool thing about our range is that we really try and listen, and we work with customers all the time to develop new things. And we try and have a really wide variety of things to meet everybody's needs. And our needs change. Yeah. You know, when I'm feeling sad, I want something squishy. But when I'm feeling angry, I need to hurt myself. I have a history of self-harm as a child, like as a youth, I should say.
Yeah, you've got some awesome self-harm, not self-harm, what's it called, preventatives?
Things that support those harm minimization tools is what I refer to them as. And they're probably the things that I'm most passionate about because the thing is the majority of people think we need to fix the need pain. And I come from a slightly left of center view, and it's through lived experience, and it's through lived experience in our house and talking to thousands now of people that find pain really helpful for regulation. It's just that we need to do it in a safe way.
Yes.
So finding something that can give a really decent ouch without actually breaking the skin, which can cause infection, scars, or worse, is helpful. But it's just not something that a lot of people talk about. And so we not only do we talk about it, but we find solutions for products. We've got a number already, and then we've got some more in development. But
that's absolutely enormous.
It's enormous.
It's so prevalent.
Oh yeah.
Even those that don't self-harm, and often people don't realise self-harm isn't just cutting, although that's really quite prevalent and one of our tools is specifically around that, but it's also picking. It's digging your nails into your the palm of your hand when you're feeling stressed. It can even be like over-flexing joints.
Oh, yeah.
Pulling hair, tugging at eyelashes or eyebrows, all those things, biting the inside of our mouths, all of those things are forms of seeking pain or high sensory input to regulate. And it's okay and it's fine, and I don't think it needs to be fixed. It just needs to be supported in a safe way.
I'm so glad you're talking about it. Yeah. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it is.
But also, too, I mean, just while we're on the topic of kind of not taboo subjects, but difficult to, you know, things like, you know, and getting quite common things like head hitting, again, in the same family, but there's different solutions. And some of the more, and so I'm happy to field questions anytime individually.
Yeah.
Just send me an email. It might take me a couple of days because I don't just give you a little answer. It's usually an overthought answer. But things like fecal smearing and, you know, like there's things that people see.
Of course.
It's okay to talk about it in a safe place. I'm certainly safe, not going to overshare with anyone else. I only overshare my own stuff. I'll do.
Yeah.
But I think it's really important that we, because often as a, you know, particularly when we're around families or other humans that aren't, don't have challenges in the home, they've just got this, you know, life of, you know, more typical. People, I don't know how many times I've heard people say, you know, I'm a bad parent because my child's having a tantrum, or, I mean, not now, Kai's pretty good, but.
no, it's true.
Well, it's more me throwing the tantrum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You know what I mean? Or, you know, can you just shut that child up, or, you know, give them something different to eat? People judge.
All the time.
Very much. We just need to be kinder to it. I'm off on a tangent. I didn't know where I'm going.
No, but I think I know where you're going as well. And I think the biggest thing, one of the biggest things that ever happened to me when I had Buzz and Woody and I had three children already, was realizing for the first time that tantrums that everybody had told me must be squashed down and destroyed and you're a terrible parent was just a response behavior to something that they couldn't deal with. And we're expecting 2-year-olds or 10-year-olds or 20-year-olds, doesn't matter, to deal with something that they have nothing in their arsenal to deal with.
No.
And I have tantrums. I can get so cross at something that I've done or, you know, and so I'm like, why did I expect my little 2-year-old, probably who needed a sleep as well, to not have this response behavior to all these things that are swirling around them? So I think once you rebrand it in your mind, you're like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, it's exactly. I think we often expect of our children more than we can actually do ourselves. It's like, you know, we haven't nailed that.
No, no. Hence we love the fidget things that you sent for our children.
and that's one of the things that often happens. I get lots of emails from adults that say, you know, I bought it for my 12-year-old autistic son, but everybody or I, you know, my husband has now stolen half of it and I'm having to do a second order, which is cool that people get to through, and I think it's true with diagnosis too. We often, like, I guess, through the journey with our children, we actually discover ourselves a little bit more.
Definitely.
In my case. The other sensory support I just want to touch on, which is not one that we sell, although I often joke that we should, because I talk about it more than I do our fidgets, and that's chewing gum.
Yes. We chew chewing gum all day. Not me.
Yeah, so if not everyone tolerates it in the mouth, and the other thing to, if they're not tolerating it due to flavour, check out the American, there's lots of American lolly stores in Australia that sell, like, you know, your cinnamon ones or the blueberry, the more random flavours, because sometimes that's really good to check out. But our jaw is the, so movement, whether it be fidgeting or physical movement, rocking, tapping, any movement drops adrenaline and cortisol in our brain. When we have high levels of adrenaline and cortisol, we're in fright flight. So we're not able to access reason, executive function, our thinking part of our brain is off. So literally when we're in fright flight, we're instinctively reacting. We're in survival mode. And which is true of, you know, a person that particularly ADHD is, we live in the land of that a lot of the time. So movement is the brain picks up that it needs access to executive function and tells the body to move, to drop those two chemicals. Now the closest moving joint to that part of the brain that drops those two chemicals is our jaw. So chewing gum is that's why you'll see chewing on clothes, sleeves.
Sucking on hands. Realize that we'd swap from clothes to chewing gum, but we have. I didn't even realize.
Eating fingers, chewing the sides of our mouth, chewing our nails, over talking, vocal stimming. Some of those can often be actually just a cue that they're in fright flight and the brain's trying to drop adrenaline and cortisol. So eating oral is often our first line of defense, because crunchy foods too, apples and carrots, and a vast majority of neurospicy humans love crunchy food. And it's a bit more, I tend to, you can't see, silly, you can see, I clearly love lollies a little bit too much. I have a little bit too much weight on me. I tend to, when I'm stressed, I'll put juby lollies in. But anything that sort of gets the jaw moving is really helpful in dropping adrenaline and cortisol. And the reason I like chewing gum, or just being aware that chewing is helpful, is because you can be at a meeting and someone's really annoying you, or at, you know, in most environments in life, you can be dysregulating and have a colleague or a 7-Eleven really close by that you can access that, or have it in your backpack if you've forgotten your sensory supports. So it's just a really accessible thing that you can do and
this.
Go to.
Yeah, this is awesome. I mean, I just love the fact that I constantly pick up chewing gum wrappers and little bits of chewing all over my house.
It isn't a good thing. I always, so putting my therapist hat on, you know, it's, or even as a parent, because I do, I'll suggest it to parents and they'll go, oh, no, don't go there with, just helping a little human understand that it really is an adult tool, and that it's a special thing you're getting to do to help regulation, and explaining why it helps the brain, and explaining that safe disposal in the tissue. You know, you'll only get to use this tool if you can safely dispose of it in a tissue every time. And so you're with them until they get that nailed. So you only use that support when you're with them and supporting them in that. And if they step outside that, just remind them, oh, maybe you're not quite there yet. They'll know that that sensory support is a lifeline. Very quickly, we're pretty clever humans. Pretty for the majority, not all, but you know, most will be able to nail that in the tissue and understand and just create a habit.
Awesome. I'm loving this more than I can ever tell you. But anyway.
And the other thing, speaking of chewing, because we're talking about chewing, so there are oral supports. Like we only supply ARC because we like the fact that it's made in America and it's definitely food grade silicon, not says it's food grade silicon and who knows what's in it. It has different strengths. But one of the things we get wrong, and I often hear, so this is just a tip, people say, oh, but they chew through everything, you know, we've gone harder and harder and they still chew through it. Counterintuitively, sometimes it's really helpful to go for a hollow chew, because the oral feedback the mouth's seeking is actually the collapse, like a straw. And if it's not getting the collapse, we get aggressive, more aggressive with our chew. And so as parents, and it makes sense that we do it, we go a soft chew and then we go a medium chew, then we go hard, they're still destroying them. We think chews don't work. But going harder, the mouth's getting even less what it wants, so it goes at it more, trying to find the sensory feedback it needs. So sometimes counterintuitively going hollow gives the collapse without – anyway, it's just worth knowing.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You are changing people's lives, Kai. Do you know that?
Thank you for saying. I have been told that a few times.
You really are.
You brought all this stuff to the world to make it accessible, and it's
cool. You
know, it's cool, and anybody can use it.
It's awesome.
How do you feel about that?
That's one of the reasons why I like the business, is because it's helping other people that need it.
So cool. You don't have to answer this, because I hate being put on the spot for stuff like this, Kai, but if you could talk to a child at the end of primary school or start of high school, and you knew how school tricky was, how school could be so tricky, what would you say to them? Would you tell them? Sorry, go.
Find what you like and stick with that.
Yeah, I think actually that's advice that we all should have had. No one said that to me.
No, stop talking, Mandy. Stop talking.
Yeah.
And then here we are.
Yeah, how wrong they were. Keep talking, Mandy. Keep talking. You love it, and you're going to get really good at it, and you're going to earn money from it.
And when you're at school, it's your whole world. And it feels like that, but there's literally no one has asked me how I did at school.
Ever. I know, which is a shame, because I topped the state. I did not.
So you can both answer this, but what are your – and obviously we talked about Joe taking it easy, but what are your dreams for the business?
Getting it to a point where most of the work's done by employees, not by us.
Yeah, and that's looking after your mum too.
It's so very much a home business. But as someone said, we've recently brought in essentially a CEO, like somebody that could do the executive function. The things that I needed to do, but I literally had no skill and
no desire, no
capacity, none of the things. And the first thing he said to me is, "You're not working from home." And I'm like, yeah, we are. He goes, no, you're living at work. If I moved to the other side of this world, you would see literally there are boxes and, like, we are literally drowning in Geico. My answer would be, but it's hard because it allows me to do what I do.
I know, you're doing an incredible job, and I only want to encourage you and build you up.
I'm living my dream, but I think for me is just personally a little bit better balance.
You need to be able to do fidget spinner on the beach.
Ooh.
And just lie there for a week.
we are going, we're having our first family holiday in about 5 years at the end of the year, because could go on holidays anyway.
Awesome. That's I'm glad you're going
wonderful.
Away.
So everybody notes that between Boxing Day and the 15th of January, if you order something, it is not coming.
And fair enough. Everybody else shuts down then.
Yep.
Fair enough.
I'm very uncomfortable because I'm OCD. If somebody orders today, I expect myself to get it out today.
You've got 3 months to psychologically prepare.
Yes.
And you're telling people now, if you want to your back-to-school orders, do it in December.
Oh, that's actually a really good idea. I should tell people that, shouldn't I?
Yeah.
I'm making a note as we're talking.
EP listeners that are business coaches that would like to give Joe some time for free, like, we've got lots of listeners. You never know, right?
You never know. Otherwise, just go and order some, because it's really fun and awesome.
Yes.
And that's the cool thing. It's suitable for workplaces. Mm. And I think that's what I love the most is, for the first time, a lot of our customers are accessing tools that don't look like a toy repurposed.
Yes.
They're cool. And people say, wait, what's that? Where did you get that?
Yeah.
Oh, I like that. You know,
I got it from my kitchen. There's a whole pile of boxes here.
That's right. That's true.
Is there anything we've missed that you want to tell the world? We could talk to you all day, Kai.
Mm-hmm. That you're thinking of.
No. Just thank you so much. And if you have a question for Kai or you have a question for us, whether it be about, you know, encouraging a young person or where to for their entrepreneurial journey or their sensory needs, there is no question that's too complicated or personal. I'm cool with it. If I don't know, I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
Not very often, but sometimes I just don't have a solution.
I like that honesty.
Yeah. And just know, a bit like what you were saying before, Kate, I see you. We see you. We're here in this mess. We're not perfect. We won't get it wrong. Feel free to prompt us again if we've missed something or got something wrong because, you know, we're in this mess.
Yep. All you the peas. This is our mantra. We probably got it wrong. That's that's the tattoo I need.
And thank you, because we get lots of affirmations from our community.
Yeah.
We're really privileged, actually.
Oh, you're doing a good thing.
You really are. You're a powerhouse team. And
we're so thrilled to talk to you. We're thrilled to have your fidget stuff in our homes, making our lives better. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
We're proud of you. Mm. Keep going and doing this amazing work.
Yeah.
We know you already have lots of fans. They will love hearing from you today. So
thank you. Thank you, Bye.
So, Kate, Joe has sent us a deal for the peas.
Exciting. So I'm going to tell you.
It's a 15% discount code, and it's valid from today, the day you're listening, which is the 12th of October, till the 20th of October, 2023.
Yes.
Oh, and the code is 2 P's.
Wow. T-O-O.
I bet I get lots of emails going, what's the code?
Yes,
I know you are.
You will. But it's T-O-O-P-E-A-S and it's for a week from today. So go order peas. It's so fun. Actually, amazing Christmas presents.
Yes, order up big.
Mm-hmm. We even have an advent calendar, literally a massive advent calendar, but it's not shit plastic.
Oh, this is amazing.
What the hell?
I'm going on next. The minute this episode comes out, I'm going to order that.
Kate wants her 15% off.
I want my 15%. I'm not paying full price.
You can get 15% off that too. It'll be applicable to everything.
Oh,
so,
oh my gosh, an advent calendar. That is the greatest thing I've ever heard. That is
the greatest.
Oh.
And it helps you get through Christmas, you know. Christmas is
chocolate.
Time.
Yeah, I'm getting one. Yeah. I am getting one. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. We really appreciate it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.